What disappoints me most, it seems to be the policy of the government and in post to get the news out during what we would term as the silly season, and that politicians are not in Leinster House. Now, it's not a silly season when it comes to depriving those of rural Ireland of a service which they have availed of over many years. I understand that the government had to provide a loan of 30 million to in post last year to survive. This is to be repaid. They're going to make a major investment now to provide additional services. But why not have done this in advance so that the additional services may have attracted more business and the loss would not be as great? But we must remember that post offices provide a service and have done so over the years unilaterally across the board, and it's not good enough to suggest that there must be a profit and loss. There's a public service obligation, and if we were to apply the same formula to buses in Dublin, then there'd be no transport at all. This is an anti-rural Ireland, it's not proved, and ministers of this government stated very clearly that not during their watch that the post office was closed. It's certainly not good enough.